This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. With an update on a high-profile corporate fraud trial, the case of former HealthSouth CEO Richard Scrushy. Today, the federal judge in that case replaced a juror and ordered the jury to restart deliberations from scratch. Scrushy is accused of directing a multi-billion dollar accounting fraud at the company he founded. The trial is taking place in Birmingham, Alabama. That's where NPR's Melanie Peoples is. And Melanie, explain, please, why this juror was replaced.
Well, according to Judge Karen Bowdry, he's had health problems throughout the entire trial, which started in January. But those problems were increasing, and so the judge decided it was just really in the juror's best interest to relieve him. I mean, this jury has been deliberating since May 19th, but this is only the 17th day of deliberation, so they have missed a lot of days. Judge Bowdry dismissed the juror, and though she could have proceeded with just 11 jurors, I mean, the law does allow for that, she decided to call back into action an alternate juror who'd been released last month. Now, when that alternate juror went back home to work, he was still under orders not to read, watch, or listen to any news stories about the trial.
But because that juror hadn't been part of the deliberations, that means they have to start all over again.
Exactly. The judge actually took away all the jury's notes, any of the charts that they'd created while deliberating, so they have to start from scratch. And this starting over means that the jury has to discard any consensus that they had already reached on any of the 36 criminal counts against Richard Scrushy.
Melanie, up until this point, had there been any indication of where this jury was heading?
No. I mean, at the beginning, the jury seemed hopelessly split. They told the judge in the first couple of days of deliberating that they were deadlocked. And time and again, the judge sent them back in, asking them to work harder. And at first, everyone thought their inability to reach a verdict. It looked like good news for the defense. Then the jury stopped sending questions to the judge or telling her they were deadlocked. And things got quiet, and the prosecution seemed encouraged. Well, now everything's starting all over again. The judge even reread her instructions, which are like 70-something pages long.
And Melanie, this is a very complicated case. We mentioned that the jury has been in deliberations for over the course of a month, but there have been a lot of interruptions along the way. What's been going on?
Well, a lot has been going on. I mean, the lives of these jurors have been going on. Remember, they've been in court since January. Two of the jurors have had death in their families. One lost a friend. Another saw the birth of their first grandchild. But another spouse has had surgery, and some have actually even been trying to work their jobs in addition to deliberating. At first, the jury worked 4.5 hours a day, and then they upped it to 5.5. Now they volunteered to come in at 7:30 every morning and not leave until 4:30, which, not counting a lunch break, that's a full 8 hours of deliberating a day, a full-time job.
Okay, Melanie, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Melanie Peoples in Birmingham, Alabama.